Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to reap that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. What profit does he have who works in that in which he labors? I have seen the trouble, which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God makes from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice, and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink, and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. I know that, whatever God does, it will be forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it, and God does it, that men should fear reverence him. That which has been is now, and that which is to be has already been, and God requires that which is past. And furthermore I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that sin was there. I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked, because there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in my heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might reveal them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. Because that which happens to the sons of men happens to beasts, even one thing happens to them. As the one dies, so dies the other. Yes, they have all one breath. So that a man has no prominence above a beast, because all is vanity. All go to one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knows the spirit of man that goes upward, and the spirit of the beast that goes downward to the earth? Therefore I perceive that there is nothing better, than that a man should rejoice in his own works, because that is his portion. Because who will bring him to see what will be after him?